I understand that protection was recently expanded for the Bears Ears National Monument in Utah. And what I wanted to ask you is if you could tell us a bit about that and why that's so important.
Yes, recently President Biden restored the boundaries to the Bears Ears National Monument to 1.36. Original designation by President Obama was 1.35. So, you know, every little bit counts on the positive side when we're moving forward. But where we're moving away from was the redaction of boundaries by President Trump. And the reason this landscape means so much to our people, and I specifically speak to all Indigenous people who have come through or lived in that area many, many generations ago. So the organization of five tribes, the Navajo Nation, the Pueblo Zuni, Hopi, the Ute Indian Tribe of Utah, and the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe rose to the occasion to pursue protection for this landscape as well as continued access. In the end, it turned out we were not only leaders for our people, but we were leaders for everybody that utilizes public lands. But what we wanted people to understand was the significance and our cultural ties to these areas. There's a lot of sacred sites. There's a lot of ancestral Pueblo and dwellings. There are locations and final resting place of our ancestors. And this place is continually looked at from our point of view as a living space. This is still active space to us in terms of our culture and how we practice our religious and spiritual beliefs. And many of us, we pilgrimage back to the same area. We lay our prayers down and we return home. So it's still a very active, live space for many of us that do return to this area. And it's absolutely heartbreaking when these spaces get vandalized, when looting occurs, and when people are just simply visiting these places with disrespect. I have had the opportunity to spend some time with some young people here, and I had one young person express that it's heartbreaking when you see these places destroyed, vandalized, and even things taken, because that's like things being taken that will never be returned. And the one thing that he expressed was that time is the one thing that people don't acknowledge that they're taking. They're taking cultural history, cultural ties, and significance away. It's like ripping a page out of a textbook. And it was pretty impressive that a young person who had the honor to be out on the land just days before President Biden reinstated the boundaries, and to hear him be able to express that and experience what he did out there.
All right, that's excellent. And if people would, you know, like to get more information about this, learn about this, you know, where would you direct them? It seems like there's a lot of history here that people, you know, could learn about, and maybe they don't now.
To gain a better understanding of the landscape and what we're trying to help others understand, you can visit a few websites. One being the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance website, and read about the location, read a little bit about what's already transpired. You can also visit the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition to gain a better understanding of what the tribes had done through the whole campaign, and just continue to do some research and better educate yourself to the landscape and what destruction and things like that have been done, and how you can better gain an understanding to help support some of the efforts of organizations such as Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance. Thank you.
And thank you. You have a good one. Thanks for calling. Take care.